This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this day. Hallelujah, and for this night and forevermore. Oh, precious Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves with your mighty hand today. Just thanking and praising you for your mercy, your grace, and your love. Just thanking and praising you for who you are, that you are God, and besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. We are so grateful and thankful to be here in the land of the living. Be on top of the ground not on top of us. We are so grateful and thankful for everything that you have done, is doing, and will do this night and forevermore in Jesus' name. Now, precious Father, I get out of the way that you may have your way here today. Crown my head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Oh, Lord, I thank you. I thank you, precious Father. Hide me behind Calvary's cross and under the lifted clay. Use me, Father God, for thy glory as we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit to come on in like a rushing mighty wind. Lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that try to hinder the word of God from going forth. Thank you for answering prayers, honoring requests, but most of all for the anointing of the Spirit of God to rest upon the word of God this night and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have a Bible with me, I'd like you to open up to the book of Philippians, the book of Philippians chapter 3, and we'll be looking at verse 12 through 14. And the word of God says, not as though I have already obtained, neither were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Jesus Christ. Brethren, I count not myself have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward unto those things which are before, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. This is the word of God for the people of God. May God have a blessing upon the hearers and the doers of his word. We serve a mighty God, an awesome God. We serve a God that sits high and look low, a God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. And for that, we are grateful and thankful tonight. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. Tonight, we want to talk about change your condition, not your position with the Lord. Change your condition, not your position with the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. God is good and worthy to be praised. Here we see the Apostle Paul in Philippians 3, verse 12 through 14, where he gives us and he reminds us, hallelujah, for us to press towards the mark of the high call of God in Christ Jesus. Believers of Christ, our identity is based upon the one with whom we are identified with. Our identity is based upon the one with whom we are identified with. No matter what happens in your life, no matter what problems you have to face on your path or journey of life, as long as you don't change your position, which is in Christ Jesus, as a believer of Christ, you will be able to face it by changing your condition. Your condition should constantly change. Here again in the book of Philippians 3, verse 13, the 8th clause of the verse, it says, brethren, I count myself to have apprehended, but there's one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. A lot of times, sometimes, even as born-again believers of Christ, we get stuck in a rut because we can't get past of past failures, of past things that may have hindered us, things that may have had us bound up. In order to go forward, Bible says as we put our hand to the plow and we look back, that we are not worthy for the kingdom of God. We as born-again believers have to understand what our position is in Christ. God has really blessed us. He has forgiven us. As we repented of our sins, He has forgiven us, and He has wiped our slate clean. He has made it possible for us to go home and be in right standing with Him because of His Son Jesus Christ, who was the one that was the ultimate sacrifice for all mankind. Jesus, he's the one that bridged the gap between God and man. It has allowed us to get back in right standing with God the Father, the one that has created us, the one that has, hallelujah, allowed us to still be here in the land of the living, be on top of the ground, and the ground is not on top of us. That in itself is a blessing. Hallelujah. So, beloved, change your condition and not your position with Christ. People of God, we all have a path and a calling that we have to travel on and to fulfill. And the success for completion of our journey depends on us reaching towards the future and not staying in the past. Oh yes, I must repeat this because it is so important and vital and important for us to understand that, people of God, we all have a path and a calling that we have to travel and to fulfill. And the successful completion of our journey depends on us as believers of Christ reaching out towards the future and not staying stuck in the past. Change your condition and not your position with the Lord. Here again in the book of Philippians 3, verse 12 through 14. Here the Apostle Paul is saying, not as though I had already obtained, neither were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Jesus Christ, or Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended or obtained, but this one thing I do. Here is the key that the Apostle Paul was telling the Philippians as he testified of himself, and he let us know in 2021 that the key is, as a born-again believer of Christ, in order for us to move forward, we must forget those things which are behind and reach forward onto those things which are before. Press like Paul did. Press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So we have to change our condition, not our position with the Lord. Yes, believers of Christ, change your condition and stay in position in the Lord. The question may be asked, what is your condition? You determine your condition by what you are currently going through. Your health, your job position, your wealth, and where you are in life at this moment. From those things you decide that you are in either good condition or bad condition. Only you can decide that. For those that have chosen to take the spiritual journey in this life, we live in the moment. We live in the now. Don't let your condition determine your position in the Lord. People of God, we need to understand where we stand in God's eyesight. And we need to understand our position in the Lord. Beloved, first and foremost, the Lord does not judge us or judge you and I as a child of God, as a believer of Christ, according to the guidelines by which we determine our condition. God don't see. He see us, but he don't see us as man see. Man look on the outside. God looks at the heart. He looks at the internal part of man. The Lord's judgment is totally and completely different from man's judgment. It's not like man. The Lord is concerned with your soul. So therefore, your position with the Lord is determined by the condition of your soul. Yes, your position with God is determined by the condition of your soul. So people of God, when we talk about the born-again spiritual experience, it is not about being born of the flesh. No, it's about being born of the Spirit. Beloved, are you born again on a spiritual basis? And do you believe in the only begotten Son of God, which is Jesus Christ? You see, your answer to those questions will determine your position with the Lord. Are you a child of God? Yes. Your answer again will determine your position in the Lord's eyesight. Brothers and sisters in Christ, if you are a child of God, understand this. No matter where you are in life, you are where God wants you. No matter what you are dealing with or going through, you are right where God wants you to be. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 5, the B clause of the verse says, I will never leave you or forsake you. Child of God, don't think that what you are going through somehow determine where you are in God's eyesight. Beloved, you cannot lose your position in God's eyesight if you are part of the good shepherd's flock. Always be conscious of this one thing. Always be conscious of your position in Christ. John chapter 15, verse 5 says, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He who abide in me and I in him, there is much fruit. For without me, you can't do nothing. In this verse of scripture, Jesus is saying, I am the vine. You are the branches. Jesus wants us to realize that we as followers of his are already the branches. So we, as being Christ's branches, we alone We only have to abide and remain in Christ, who is our man. We do that by simply being conscious on a daily basis of our position in Christ. Bible says in the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 5 and 6, having predestined us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved family of God. Yes, God has, from the beginning of time, he has predestined us unto the adoption of children by Christ Jesus to himself. Oh, what a blessing to know that God had us in mind, even from the time of creation. He had us in mind, those that he have chosen, those that he have preordained to become children of God by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. It's God's will, by him sending his son, Jesus Christ, to become that ultimate sacrifice for all mankind. John 3:16 sums it all. It says, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So change your condition, not your position with the Lord. You see, God accepts us today when we come into his presence because of our born again spiritual experience with Christ. In the book of Galatians, chapter 3, verse 1, the word of God encourages us and let us know, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Yes, beloved, child of God, if we look around today in the world that we are living in, which is decaying at a rapid rate, if we look around every foundation and is always being shaken, from the White House all the way to your house and mine, even in the church house. But we got to look on to the hills from which cometh our help. Our help coming from the Lord. Our help, we have to understand and know that God is a present help in times of trouble, in times of need. So we're in this world, but we're not of it. The things that affect those that is still tangled up in the world system, we should intercede and pray. Pray to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I am, the one that has all power in his hand, the one that knows about us more than we know about ourselves, the one that sits high in the glory, knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. So we concentrate on things above and not beneath. So people of God, our position in Christ is glorious and unchangeable. It's an unchangeable union we have with the Lord Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith, that we are in Christ, that we are in Christ, and we are effectively already seated with him in heavenly places. Yes, we are placed in his eternally perfect position the moment we believe in Jesus. We also were baptized into the body of Christ through baptism. Listen, we can never improve on that position. So as children of God, we can never remove ourselves from this position because the Holy Spirit of God has set his seal on us as one of the believers of Christ, and that he came to permanently indwell inside of us. So as Christians, we are made sons of God, given eternal life, and are saved by God as being perfect in Christ. Yes, beloved, this is our position in Christ. And God sees us as being perfect through Jesus Christ, his Son, through Jesus Christ, only perfection. Perfection. But our position in Christ is not the same as our condition. So change your condition, not your position with the Lord. Yes, beloved, child of God, change your condition, not your position with the Lord, Jesus Christ.
I hear you talking about what Jesus did for you. Spread your gospel, but is it the truth? Judging people high and low out of self-righteousness. Jesus said, don't judge no one when your stuff is a mess. Live for real. There's a change in your life, you need to live for real. Live it for real. Live for real. Live it for real. If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real. Live it for real. You're always on the phone with other itchy ears, telling folks business while yours is in the clear. My God, he sits high and he looks low. You'll see more blessings when you hang up the phone. Live it for real.
Live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real. Live it for real. Live for real.
Live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real. Live it for real.
Yes, he wants us to live a life that is real, that he has eyesight He wants us to live a life that is pleasing, a life that will testify to the world that we are here, that we are the light of the world, even though the world may be still in darkness because of Jesus' work in us, because of the Holy Spirit indwelling in us. Amen. We are the light of the world. So let's live a life, not a counterfeit one, but a life that is a blessing and an encouragement to others that are looking upon our life. Let our video line up with our audio. God is good and worthy to be praised. We thank God for everyone that is listening tonight, those that be listening at a later date. We thank God for the anointing of the Spirit of God to rest upon the Word of God as the Word of God go forth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go forth. Let the anointing break yokes over people's lives. From this night forward, praise the Lord. So again, we are talking about change your condition, not your position with the Lord. Here we see that our condition relates to our current situation as we journey through our life journey. So, beloved, in Christ, our eternally exalted position in Christ may seem to contradict our condition. As children of God, the experience of life we face can be, at times, be very difficult and painful. But our position as born-again believers in Christ is as secure and steadfast as the eternal character of God Almighty, of Christ. Whatever your life condition is, you are encouraged to hold fast to your position in Christ. You are to believe the absolute truth that is laid out in the Word of God, the Bible, biblical instruction before leaving earth. Remember this, beloved, people of God, a new believer in Christ is a work in progress who needs to grow into spiritual maturity. So we that are strong in the Lord and mature in Christ, we must hardly bear the infirmity of our weaker brothers and sisters in Christ. Not to get big-headed, but just to stand in the gap, to encourage them, hallelujah, to give them a hand up instead of a hand out, to help them to get to that place where they can overcome things in their life and be delivered and walk out their deliverance. Remember where you came from. Always remember that. We wasn't always saved. We was all sinners at one time. Amen. We all sin, regardless if we wanted to admit to it or not. As long as you're in this skin, you will sin. But the difference between a sinner and a saint is the fact that as a saint, we have come to the place to realize that when we get in trouble, we can run to the hills from which we can run to the one, hallelujah, to the foot of the cross and repent of our sins. Where it says that if we do fall short, 1 John 1:9 says that we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, beloved, change your condition, not your position with the Lord. Bible goes on to say in 1 Peter 2:1-3, it says, wherefore, laying aside all malice, all guilt, and hypocrisy, and envy, and all even speaking as newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is good and gracious. So people of God, we are positionally completed in Christ. Conditionally, we have to grow in God's grace. Position is instantly, is immediately. But condition is a process, and it is all done by the grace of God. Yes, we are still growing. No matter if you're a babe in Christ, no matter if you're a veteran in the Lord, we are still growing at a pace that God sees fit for each and every one of us. So child of God, children of God, before we got saved, we were absolved with the me, myself, and I syndrome. But once we became born again on a spiritual basis, we were positioned in Christ as being pure because Christ was a sinless one. Again, beloved people of God, because of our new position in Christ, we should draw near to God by faith and in faith, holding fast the confession of our hope and considering how to encourage one another in God's love and good deeds. Remember, there's always, brothers and sisters of Christ, your condition is not your position in Christ. Your circumstances does not determine your destiny. They just reflect your current location. Circumstances mean a condition or detail or attribute with respect to time, place, manner, or agent that accompanies, determines, or modifies a fact or even an influence factor. There is one fact for us to always consider for sure that can never, ever be changed. And that is because Jesus saves, Jesus heals, and Jesus delivers. Jesus can change things which the world thinks cannot be changed. I'm going to say that again. There is one fact for sure that we can never, that we can bank on, that can never be changed, and that is because Jesus Christ, he saves, he heals, he also delivers. Jesus can change things which the world thinks cannot be changed. Believer of Christ, always be mindful of this, that your situation do not determine your destiny. They just reflect your current condition and also what you are doing or not doing at the moment. Yes, beloved, change your condition, not your position with the Lord. Bible says in the book of Malachi, chapter 3, verse 6, it says, "For I am the Lord, I change not." Believers of Christ, if God does not change, which he does not, and if God's promises remain the same, which they do, then it is fair enough to say that we in our situation are the ones that can and need to change. So believers of Christ, learn to respond to life issues from your position in Christ and not from your condition. People of God, it is in Christ. People of God, to be in Christ, it means we have placed our faith in God and invited Jesus Christ into our heart to be our Lord and Savior. So we are a new creation. This let us know that in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 17, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." This is powerful. Oh, yes, it is. It is powerful to know that only God can create and make something entirely new. Yes, this verse of scripture let us know that for those who have accepted and are accepted by God, old things have passed away and new things have come as a result of receiving Christ as your Lord and Savior. A person is given the power to become a son of God. Yes, when we talk about sons of God, it includes male as well as female, because there's neither male nor female when it comes to the kingdom of God. We're all saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Spirit, being led of the Spirit of God. Beloved, what a blessing to know that when a person receives Christ in their life as Lord, Jesus give that person the power and the right to become something he is not, and that is, he or she is not, and that is to become a child of God. John chapter 15, verse 15 says, "Herefore I call you not servant, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of you, heard of my Father, I have made known unto you." God does not take me in as a servant, but as a part of his family. When I become born again, which reveals the fact that Jesus does not consider us slaves, but rather he considers us as friends. So therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is our set example that we must follow. We were justified, which means to be declared righteous, as if we have never sinned. But we know the Bible says, before Christ, that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But after Christ, we accepted him as Lord and Savior of our life. Then we became justified. In other words, we were declared righteous in the eyes of God, as if we have never sinned, because of his Son, Jesus Christ, the sinless one, the one that bridged the gap between God and man. You see, God has freely given grace to those through Jesus Christ who is called the beloved. We have been adopted, drafted in the beloved family of God. It is a privilege to be in God's kingdom. Change your condition, not your position, with the Lord. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 through 6, the word of God says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him. In love, having predestined us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved. People of God, some people, even now in 2021, they live their whole life trying to get things from Christ. Yet the truth is that we already have all things in Christ Jesus. When we got God, when we got Jesus, we got everything we need. Everything else that there is to be gotten because of our position in Christ that we hold. So people of God, again, we have been sealed in Christ with the Holy Spirit of promise at salvation. You see, God's Spirit came into our heart to live as a promise of that which is to come. We may be in this world, but we're not of it. You see, when God's Spirit came into our heart, again, he sealed us and secured us in Christ Jesus. Yes, beloved, we received the Holy Spirit at the point of salvation. This is the time when the baptism of the Holy Ghost occurred. So being filled with the Spirit means for a child of God, for us to yield every area of our life to the Spirit empowering and direction, being led of the Holy Spirit of God, not being led by the flesh, but being led by the Spirit of God. Yes, the eyes of our understanding has been enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. So people of God, if we are to grow spiritually in the knowledge of God, we must seek his wisdom, the wisdom of God, more than anything else on this earth. Yes, in order for us to have the wisdom of God, Bible says, if we lack wisdom, for us to ask of God, who will give it to us liberally. It is the person who hunger and thirst after God and his righteousness that is being filled. Again, it is the person who hunger and thirst after God and his righteousness that is filled with the Spirit of God. Bible says in Matthew 6:33, for to seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else shall be added unto us. Yes, seek the Lord while he may be found. Draw nigh to him, and he'll draw nigh to you. You see, it is the Spirit of God who reveals God to the believer of Christ. So people of God, our heart must be open so that the light of God can be seen and grasped. An open heart is the responsibility of both the believer and the Holy Spirit. You must open your heart and focus your attention and your affection to know God in a better way. So children of God, your salvation and all the blessings it demands for your healing, your sanctification, your deliverance. All of this is a gift from God. Yes, beloved, God has placed you in the position that he has created for you, and that it is to become a blessed member of the family of God. So change your condition and not your position with the Lord. Remember, our identity is based upon the one with whom we are identified with. Yes, beloved of Christ, God is good, and he's good all the time. No matter what happens in your life, no matter what problems you have to face on your path to heaven, as long as you, child of God, believer of Christ, don't change your position, which is in Christ Jesus, you will be able to face whatever comes your way, because it is by changing your condition. Your condition should constantly change. Remember what in the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verse 13, it said, the eighth clause in the verse, I count myself to have apprehended. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and pressing forward to the high call in Christ Jesus, our Lord, in God, in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So people of God, always remember this. We all have a path and a calling that we have to travel and to fulfill. And the success completion of our journey depends on us reaching towards the future. Depend on us going forward and not staying stuck in the past. God is good and worthy to be praised. We thank God tonight for his word. We thank God because his word would not return to him void. We thank God because God is God, and he's God all by himself. So remember, believers of Christ, change your condition, not your position, with the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. And we give him all the praise, the glory and honor tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Well, bless God. This is Apostle Dudley T. Bowen, Providence Lisa T. Bowen with Bustin' Loose in Faith Ministries. We just thank God for all that are listening tonight and all those that will be listening at a later time. If you are led to get in touch with us, you can do it by Bustin' Loose in Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. If you would like to let us know about a topic that you want us to share or to teach on, or the Lord move upon in your heart to send a seed offering for the furtherance of the gospel, we, in 2021, we are asking God to, for prayer partners and those that will partner with us for the furtherance of the gospel. So again, you can reach us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 705. Oh, man. God bless you. God keep you. Have a safe, blessed, awesome weekend. Until we meet again through the use of the internet on this Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pray for us, and we'll pray for you. God bless. Good night.